Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reading.
Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and riches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and riches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction. My shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see these girls, I'm throwing fists. This horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm. Plastic covers, chopping long term. I promise we're doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked riches, no limitations. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's top of the man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from my jaws alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shanks on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We're twisting in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We're twisting in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Well, whoop, y'all good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggle the Rider Radio with your host, Havoc, co-host, Ghetto G. Ghetto will be joining us very shortly. So, and I'm still finishing off Raw. So, up next, I don't know, let's give you a little fucking, I don't know about this.
Thousand years of anger.
And we are back. Up next, Bravo Gato, Surrender.
If you ever heard my prayers, you would cry. Let me martyr for my mama. I don't care if I die. Wasn't prepared to lose my daddy. I'm still questioning why. So fatigued from the grief, I couldn't rest if I tried. Silent prayers to his chemo taught me blessings alive. See his blood when you shed them while you stare at the sky. They don't fall, they just build, but at least to the skies. Never publicized my eyes until each of them dried. Wings clipped, I can't fly, but these pills keep me high. I'm a groupie to the Lord, but he don't seem to reply. Been through suicidal moments for good reason to try. Ready to leave, but my mama's mortgage keeps me alive. I'm the only thief, promise I ain't resting my eyes. Popping that around the focus on a way to provide. Hit the microphone to channel how my anger inside. How much you see when misery, rage and danger collide.
I will not surrender. I will not stop. I am not a quitter. Keep my eyes on the prize. Target all alive. Daddy raised the fight up. Mama taught me how to smile and how to love. I swear on the Bible. In the Quran, I will never.
I pulled the plug on my daddy, kissed him, told him goodbye. So ashamed, cause the last words I told him were lies. I promised him I'd be fine, yet I'm drifting away. Dropped out of college for these rhymes, no degree on his grade. Maybe I'm cursed to all the positive. They say I changed since my daddy died. I tell him quit stating the obvious. It's obvious I'm hurting, burdens taking a toll. Daddy dying in his 50s got me hating the old. Old men turning 80 with grandkids. I'm guessing I'm as jealous cause my daddy never got to see my kids. But I'm knowing I'm the one to blame. I made it rain on my ex in 03 when the bill for that abortion came. I'm in pain and I'm stressing it. I think my bastard child resurrected as a record executive. I can calm as a bitch. Lord, I don't blame you if you don't never grant the sin on me.
I will not surrender. I will not stop. I am not a quitter. Keep my eyes on the prize. Target all alive. Daddy raised the fight up. Mama taught me how to smile and how to love. I swear on the Bible. In the Quran, I will never, ever give up.
I'ma pop another pill and try to deal with all the pain. It's so hard to shine when you're standing in the rain. Problem after problem, it's so hard to stay sane. And what's the point in praying when all I do is complain? I'm so tired of being lost, I can't find myself. Plus I carry too much pride to ever ask for help. A living hell, every day I live a parallel to yesterday, and yesterday I wasn't doing well. I swore to God I wouldn't fail, and I don't lie. I don't cry, but these crocodile tears won't dry. I'm talking to the sky, but these clouds don't speak. So Lord, if you hear me, could you help me with my grief? I'm beefing with myself, it's a catch-22. I cannot prevail, if I win, I'ma lose. There ain't nothing left to choose, I'm a fighter to the grave. What don't kill me makes me stronger, hell, what more can I say except
I will not surrender, I will not stop. I am not a quitter, keep my eyes on the prize. Target all alive, daddy raised the fight up. Mama taught me how to smile and how to love.
Thank you.
I up next, Dead Static. Jump, bitch.
Listen.
Aya up next, slightly call you out.
How can you act like you know it? Oh, you know it's a lie. Another truth to expose. Freedom will catch up that ride. We fight this truth. We fight you lose. Your time's up now. That's enough now. Shut up, get out. Who's called you out? I know this language of yours. I used to speak it so well.
I think our best be to go a little fucking far for the death punch.
Anywhere but here.
It's all so clear.
Is it all out?
there's no tomorrow, and if there's no
some of a down toxicity. Can we give y'all motherfuckers? Man of War, yes.
every one of us has heard the call. Brothers of true metal, proud and standing tall. We know the power within us has brought us to this fall.
Motherfuckers up next, Moonshine Band, Colt Ford, and Big B.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Records. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
With the moonshine bandit, it's that country hip hop with this white.
give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm on the 1% patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west, I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. At the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hate three, no sleep, and shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time, I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. A toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider, call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and one percenters, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter. Real bad motherfucker, I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn. Cause I'm a
whiskey-drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
I see up next, Soil, Cross My Heart.
Yeah.
And we are back. Then, Destiny, I don't remember what your song is, so, yeah. I don't know which one you want me to play. Well, I'm waiting. What the hell is your song? You don't tell me that I can't play it. Well, I guess whatever you decide to tell me what the song is, I'll play it. So, I guess for the time being, till you tell me, we'll go with, Yellow Bus.
When I was a little boy, they used to laugh at the minibus. We were special, wasn't many of us. Where did we get to go all day? We went to Happy Land. See me pressed up on the glass, smiling, waving my hand. I'm like y'all in a hurry, trying to get to go where you go. Our little special yellow bus, rip this town extra slow. We don't get shot in our class, we happy all damn day. You see the little yellow bus coming, fuck out the way.
I'm in the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm in the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
All these bitches never see me, I waggle my penis. I'm riding in the little yellow bus, cause I'm a fucking genius. We got our own class, and y'all ain't got the pass. You might see us through the window if you cut across the grass, but that's all you will get. We out some high level shit. Get back to your class with the masses where you're easy to forget. I'm in the little yellow bus, riding on that bitch laughing, oblivious to the wicked world outside of what's happening.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wanna ride with me? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wanna ride with me? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
Lights flash when we gripping by, cause we in here wildin'. We living out of road shit while y'all worry about styling. We riding on pads, sometimes haters try to diss us, but we so fucking happy we can't help but let it miss us. We floating off the chain, we ain't gotta maintain. Our little yellow bus, cause we ain't the same. We out here bending corners, and we ain't fucking with stress. And where we headed, that's for only us to know and you to guess.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wanna
cluster of clowns. Clowns can look rather intimidating if you see a lot of them in one place. be sure to choose a partner. Two clowns together are really great.
And we are back. What up, Ghetto?
Come on and scoop us up.
Hell yeah. So, you missed the most funniest thing of all in the beginning of Raw, man.
And what might that be?
Well, the Shield was coming. Well, the Shield was coming out to take out fucking Daniel Bryan, and as Seth Rollins was, you know, jumping the fucking barricade, he slipped and fucking fell on his ass.
Probably not the first time for that.
Like, seriously, like, it's like, it's funny, cause, like, he jumped over, he took down the fucking, put the barricade, and he slipped on the barricade.
Well, I guess that's why Roman Reigns was taking his good old time climbing over this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that tends to happen whenever you come to the ring all wet.
By the way, we have a listener up in the room. She wants us to, she wants me to play her song, but, yeah, I don't know if her...
Does she come to the ring wet, too?
I mean, if you really want to see Destiny come to the ring wet.
All right.
But yeah, you didn't really miss too much with the matches, man. I mean, they didn't have that many matches in the start of the fucking show anyways.
I tuned in to see Jack Swagger get slapped by Zeb Coulter, which I don't understand what had to do with that match since he wasn't even in the match.
Yeah, that and then you had fucking Fandango versus R-Truth.
No, I saw that.
So, you didn't really have that much you missed.
So all I saw, or all I missed was the Shield falling.
Yes, pretty much.
So the end of Raw, I mean, is this their way of saying they're going to have the Wyatt family versus the Shield soon?
And I hope so.
Since, you know, they screwed them out of getting the Elimination Chamber. Although that was pretty fucking stupid, though, to ruin a match like that with a DQ.
Yeah, I know, right? But how about fucking SmackDown, man? Fucking, they ended up disqualifying the Shield again because of the fact, well, I think it was Ambrose and fucking Reigns came in to save the fucking match, and they ended up disqualifying them all.
In a tag match?
Yes.
Okay, I guess these roles have changed.
Yeah, I mean, I could have sworn in the tag match it was the partner's job to make sure the match continued.
Yeah, well, now if it's a tag match, you're not allowed in the ring.
Yeah, you get disqualified.
Yeah, you're not allowed to help your partner.
Yeah, I can see the angel dancing, Mr. B.
The hell did you just say?
I said I could see the angels dancing, Mr. B.
Okay.
Apparently, it's a quote from Bioshock. Because I got my picture of, well, my poster of Monica Lee as little sister from Bioshock, and she autographed it with a quote from Bioshock.
That's kind of funny because all my posters came in the mail today as well.
And then hopefully on the 1st I'll get my fucking income tax money in my account, and I'll be getting a shitload more.
So what are you going to get me for my birthday?
I don't fucking know.
Buying everybody else gifts? What the fuck's my birthday? My birthday present. My birthday's on Friday. What's wrong with you, nigga? I got boobs. Buy me a present.
You ain't got the kind of boobs I want.
I sure hope not. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, you definitely don't got the kind of boobs I want. Fuck out of here.
If you need reinsurance, I'll even take a photo of it.
Oh, Lord. Got a little bit when people fucking take things to a whole other level because apparently some dude asked this chick for her number and she told him no. So, you know, he ended up calling her pathetic, rude, and that, saying that she was fat and ugly and that she should die in a fire.
Well, that's usually what happens when you get turned down.
Oh yeah, I found a calendar that you can get for $20.
I'm not paying $20 for a calendar.
Come on, man, it's Lisa Z, and it's a full out fucking nude calendar.
That's why we have the internet.
It's a signed 13-month calendar featuring nude pics of her.
I don't even know who that is. And why the fuck do I want to spend $20 on a calendar? A calendar should never be $20.
Well, she's got pictures here, too.
Yeah, inside the calendar.
Well, besides that, motherfucker. She's got pictures for $15, $25, $2, $20.
Are they also naked?
There's probably a few in here that's probably still naked.
It's a lot of fucking money for a picture, man.
Well, they're like posters in a way.
So, shout out to Google hooking you up with free images.
Although these pictures would be fucking huge, and you'd have to find a decent size frame for them, because they're 12 by 18.
It's really not that big. You could probably find that size.
It looks good, though, too. Shit, I'll invite you to like her page.
Well, ain't I the lucky one?
Yes, you are. Invited.
Keep
forgetting things. I mean, when I have time, I make a video, but I don't want to have one really long, ridiculous video. But I am going, in fact, to Miami in October. Shit, if I'm going to Miami, I'm going to Connecticut,
so I can fuck the shit out of you. who might that be?
Lisa Z.
Please, to see my
friend
Alfie Cupcake, my partner in crime, so much.
And Destiny, it took you long enough to fucking tell us what track you wanted to hear.
Oh, yeah, what track might that be?
In my room.
You always are in your room.
Yeah,
usually people are sleeping in your room.
Yeah, because I asked her about 15 minutes ago what song she wanted to hear. She just now responded. Because apparently
she was busy in her room.
No, apparently she was busy making brownies in her room.
Man, you should make brownies. That's not where you make brownies, I mean.
Sure it is. I mean, you know, she probably has a fucking easy bake oven.
That's not the type of brownies I was talking about, but who the hell has an easy bake oven nowadays, man?
There's probably a few people out there who still have fucking easy bake ovens. I mean,
oh yeah, is that where you learned how to cook?
No, I learned how to cook my own, an actual stove.
Your mom bought you an easy bake oven, and you were like, "Thanks, mom." And you were in your room all the time baking.
She said, "Hush, no, I have a real oven."
In
your
room?
Well, I mean, you know, she is in her room, so more than likely she has every oven there, too.
I don't understand, man. I don't understand why there's a stove there.
Oh, no, the kitchen.
Wait. Thought she was in her room. What the hell happened here?
Yeah, I mean, come on. You wanted the song in my room, but, you know, you're not in your room. You're in the kitchen. So what the hell does that make sense?
Oh, maybe that's why it got confusing.
But here you go, ICP, in my room.
Are you going to let me in? Hello? Hello?
And the bell went off, thank God. Many people think I'm odd, but I talk with no one and I walk alone and I avoid sunlight with a chalky tone. I get home and don't say hi, it ain't no one there. I don't care, I walk in and go right up the stairs to my room, get in bed and just wait for dark, because that's when a real show starts. Tap, 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 tap on a glass, go to piece of ass. So young and pretty, it's too bad she passed. But she comes to my room and we talk at night. She's demonic and bloody, but she holds me tight in my bedroom. With her, I'm never alone, and I kiss her cold lips until the morning comes and she gone. I can still hear her voice loom, but she only exists in the dark of my room.
Love,
I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby.
Love,
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap,
come on, tap, tap.
Love, I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby.
Tap,
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap,
come on,
tap. I try to smile a lot, but I'm always frontin'. But I do love a ghost, and at least that's something. She don't talk much, when she do it gets cold. Usually we just lay there when we hold each other. We're lovers, we don't need others. One of my mother's cats jumped up on the covers and it scared my baby. Guess she don't like pets, so I twisted its fucking head off at the neck. Look, baby, it's bloody, it's gone, it's doomed. Please come back to the room, I do anything for thee. Don't ignore me, this is more than a sick love story. Without you, I'd bring a shotgun to school, and I will if you want me to. For any reason, I hate that you leave when the lights come on, and if I had it my way, the fucking sun would be gone.
Love,
I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, lady.
Love,
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap,
come on,
tap. Me the tongue and it tastes like bacon. Uh-oh, something's wrong, baby's upset. She told me she was spotted by the neighbor's kid. She can't come back now cause they know our secret, unless I can make them keep it. If I do, she may come to life. Now I'm in their yard with a shotgun and knife. Cut the screen, went in and found the kid. Blew a bowl of spaghetti in the side of his head, and the daddy was next, running down the hall. I shredded his throat and he was quick to fall. Tossed a Mossberg and gripped the knife. Started stabbing the shit out of his wife. Went home a bloody mess with a job well done. Wash up, wait for my baby to come. I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby. I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap, like always, I waited and hated.
Tap,
I created a bloody mess.
Tap,
I waited 2 or 3 months, 4 months, waiting for the tap, tap just for once. I waited and hated.
Tap,
I created a bloody mess.
Tap,
I waited 2 or 3 days, 4 days, waiting for the tap, tap, like always, I waited and hated.
Tap,
I created a bloody mess.
Tap,
I waited 2 or 3 months, 4 months, waiting for the tap, tap just for once. I waited and hated.
Blood.
listen, I'm not a crackhead.
And we are back. And Destiny, your 9-year-old little cousins is up to get over it.
Yeah, Destiny. Give that damn kid his easy bake oven back.
Yeah, because apparently her 9-year-old cousin wants to play Party Rock Anthem up on Juggalo Rider Radio.
The what now?
Apparently her little cousin wanted us to play fucking Party Rock Anthem by fucking LMAFO.
Yeah, that might happen in an alternate universe.
Yeah, and then she requested fucking Last Friday Night by fucking Katy Perry.
Somebody should probably explain to this child that this is a Juggalo show.
I mean, you know, we don't give two shits at the fact that Katy Perry has big fucking sexy ass titties. She still don't get played.
Yeah, like fucking Violent J is in love with Bruno Mars, but I don't like him.
Exactly. It's funny because the fact that she goes, ICP listens to it. No, just because ICP listens to him, don't mean we have to.
Right? Just because we like what they do, man, don't mean we gotta like everything that they do.
Let's see. You know what? I think I might got a I just might have a track up on here that we can play for her. We're going to the alternate universe, kinda.
Why the hell are we gonna do that? I don't want to go there.
Yeah. Oh wait, never mind. We don't have that. I thought fucking Shadows of the Undead did a fucking track like that, but I guess not.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
Well, apparently she had a message for us saying that she's 10, you knucklehead. Well, excuse us for, you know, your cousin saying that you were 9. Blame your cousin Destiny for mixing up your age.
Yeah, she's this many. Did you see that?
Sure, I saw that. She turns 10 Sunday. Well, that's Sunday. Until Sunday, you're still 9.
Well, ain't that something? I turned 28 on Friday. Wow, that just makes me seem really old.
Yeah, right. Tell your 9-year-old little cousin Super Bowl Sunday sucks. Football sucks.
Man, they're only excited about it because they're stoners.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they're gonna go to the Super Bowl. All the states that, you know, made legalized marijuana. Yes, even more reason to smoke on that day. Woo!
Destiny. She may be 9, but there's plenty of 9-year-olds out there that smoke weed. So, bullshit about the age.
Yeah, I mean, for fuck's sake, man, little ass kids having sex and shit, man. What makes you think they ain't doing drugs, too?
Yeah, right? Apparently we're cuckoo and we suck.
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, man. But the Super Bowl does suck. Football sucks in general. This is why I think the wrestling.
Yeah, well, everybody thinks wrestling sucks.
Hey, it's better than fucking the Super Bowl.
You know, kind of like how my sister tells me wrestling sucks all the time and how boring it is. But yet she watches all them reality shows that absolutely suck, you know, with nothing but drunk people swearing and fighting with each other and pregnant teenagers or the person got bad tattoos. Like, that's entertaining, right? No.
So what's even funny is the fact that she says wrestling sucks, but yet she watches Total Divas.
Exactly. That's a stupid reality show. So that's what she watches.
Yeah, but it's a reality show about divas and wrestling.
It fits right up there with her stupid shows. Reality crap. So that's the only reason that happens.
Yeah, good point. And apparently that Destiny's 9-year-old cousin won't go to bed now. Oh, well.
Man, I thought the damn kid was 10. Now, which is it? Make up your mind.
Well, apparently she's 9, but she turns 10 on Sunday.
Man. They're going to have that girl that's always making them YouTube videos on ridiculousness.
Which one?
I forget what the fuck her name is, though. You know that one that's always making them stupid videos, like, this is what girls think about during sex, this is what dudes think about during sex, and shit like that?
Oh, yeah, that chick.
Yeah, she's going to be on this show.
Damn. Let's see if anybody's got, speaking of videos, let's see if anybody's got new videos up on
No, great.
Facebook.
Here comes Liz Katz.
No, Liz Katz doesn't have any new videos yet.
Oh, she realized she didn't have nothing else to talk about.
However, Jessica Negri's has a new video.
I didn't realize she had old videos.
Yeah, she has videos on YouTube. she put up a new one saying, I am going to be pooping sparkles for weeks.
That's old. I saw that one.
this one just got posted up 2 weeks ago.
Although that picture I got off her, though, man, her fucking titties look amazing in that.
Man, her titties look amazing in anything. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying this picture in particular.
So, Destiny, how does your 9-year-old cousin feel about us talking about titties up on here?
Man, they gotta learn sometime.
Exactly. So, you know, they might as well learn from fucking Juggalo Rider Radio.
Yeah, I mean, may as well. We're supposed to be, like, role models.
Yeah, role models, not teachers, ghetto. Fuck out of here with that shit.
Well, actually, I never said I was a role model.
Don't worry, Destiny. Ghetto G screams all the time when he sees the spider, too.
I do what now?
Well, apparently her fucking 9-year-old cousin saw a spider and screamed, so I said, don't worry, Ghetto G screams every time he sees a spider, too.
I don't scream. I just kill it. Oh, did you notice how Brock Lesnar went to scream tonight and he made sure it wasn't all girly?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Because it wasn't all, you know, today. There's another question. Why the hell is Destiny up with this child at this time?
Yeah, right.
It's after midnight.
And apparently, her 9-year-old cousin is going to kill us.
Damn, man. The hell did we say to this kid?
I guess apparently because we're picking on her.
I guess we better sleep with one eye open then.
Oh, yeah.
Get the hell out of here, man. Once I go to sleep, man, I'm going to be out, man. I'm fucking tired of the motherfucker.
Hell yeah, man. I had to work the night shift tonight.
I'll be like this little girl in this video right here, falling asleep on the toilet.
Now let's see, what video should I go with from Jessica Negri?
Preferably any of them, her with her titties.
That'd be all of them.
And then her strange face she always makes.
Yeah.
This is a Japanese toilet. It's in the ground.
It's in the ground?
Yeah, like this, right? Of course not. What? No.
So she's trying to figure out how to use a fucking Japanese toilet.
They got a piss in the ground? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Apparently it's gonna get. Apparently for the 9-year-old, it's gonna get worse if we don't shut up.
It's gonna get worse. I'm absolutely terrified right now.
Yeah, I'm so fucking terrified of a fucking 9-year-old in Washington.
No, I'm about as scared as that as I'm scared of somebody on the internet hating on me.
Don't worry, Destiny. Justin Bieber's gonna die soon in fucking prison.
Justin Bieber? Why the hell are we talking about him?
Because apparently she's singing Body Rock and she goes, "Damn it, I hate Justin Bieber." Well, we do too, which is why the motherfucker's gonna get his ass fucking raped in jail.
Justin Bieber sings that?
Oh, what the fuck? That fucking faggot sings.
I think it's funny that somebody made a picture of him and some dude in jail talking about, "As long as you love me," he's like, "Oh, I'm going to love you."
Apparently now we're dead to the 9-year-old. She's going to kill us.
Well, that's what happens when you kill people. They're usually dead.
Don't
Holy
worry.
Shit, that dude fucked up that computer, keyboard, I mean.
But man, it's just funny fucking seeing Jessica Negri trying to figure out how to use a Japanese toilet.
Well, I mean, you gotta go to the bathroom.
It's in the ground. Like this, right? Of course not. What? No. How?
How the fuck do you use a Japanese toilet? You just squat down, you dumb. Apparently her little cousin's in bed. Well, good, that's where she belongs. She's 9.
Yeah. Child is up too late.
Yeah. And I wonder if we still have any songs about killing Justin Bieber up on the soundboard.
The only song we had like that was Bizarre and King Gordy having sex with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I think we got rid of that.
But other than that, there ain't no other songs.
Yeah, that we know of.
Well, yeah.
So let's see. You know what? I think I got the perfect song just for Destiny.
You That's should try us too. No, wait, what are we listening to?
Let's get me sure I can find it. I remember what the fuck it's called.
Really? You don't even know what it's called?
But I forgot, because I only listen to fucking Bang Pow Boom that often.
The hell could you play for her off of that? I'ma fucking kill you.
No. There we go. Let me see if I can find it up on here.
Fuck you.
No.
Catch her.
I'm on the internet, posing as a little girl. I'm trying to lure evil into my world. I tell them that I'm curious, and I'm only 12. Mom and dad are gone for the day, I'm by myself. Buckets I throw up are next to my computer, hoping that they show up, cause what I'm about to do to them would make the devil stick. I sharpen my blade, front to this curve like I'm only in the 7th grade. The doorbell rings, I gotta get him inside. In my best little girl's voice, I'm like,
hi, go on in, I'm putting on my bikini.
And when the door shuts, that's when I let him see me.
Hi there.
I stab him in the neck first, cause it hurts. Hit him with a blood squirt. Carve his whole face off and make him eat it. Chain him up by the foot in the basement.
Bleed
him. I'm probably gonna burn, but this ain't no lesson to learn. From this, there's nothing I'ma earn. But it sure is fun.
Shutting down my service, cause people out there think they don't deserve it. Until it's your kid and old man's finger fucking, titty sucking, then you want the knife stuck in. I don't blame you, that's why I catch him in advance. While his dick is still in his pants, they never get the chance. I tell him I'm alone and I'm only 13, looking for a good time, you know what I mean? Bring me some Funyuns and a Slurpee. Promise not to hurt me or give me herpes. And within 20 minutes, here comes a fucking doctor knocking on my door, a pedophile butt knocker.
Come in, have a seat.
And then I stroll in with the all-purpose hunting blade straight up his collar. I cut his hands off, he ain't touching nobody. Chain him up on the foot in the basement.
Bloody.
Please, Mr. Clown, sir, you don't have to do
this. Zip it.
Please, I've got money with you.
Shut it, fucker.
Please, we can work this out.
I think I'm next to this other fool, both left for dead. Every time I walk by him, I punch him in the head. Cut they fucking dicks off, stick them in each other's mouth. Now what y'all talking about?
I'm probably gonna burn, for this ain't no lesson to learn. From this there's nothing I'ma earn, but it sure is fun.
What? Onions and condoms.
What?
I didn't mean to.
The house is getting funky. Bodies in the basement stinking. What the fuck am I thinking? I put my face paint on, go downstairs and beat their ass sometimes, cause it eased my mind. Some of them are dead and some are still living, but I'ma hurt them every chance that I'm given. I hit them with a nail gun or a stun gun. They can't run, so they both mad one. I was sawing a head off when I heard the doorbell. I'm not expecting any predators, but oh well, I took my spot.
Come in, I'll be right there.
But I left a head sitting on a living room chair. He seen it and ran. I had to give chase. We cut across the lawn with my knife swinging for his face. I threw it, stuck him in the back of the neck, still in my drawers. I dragged him home a bloody wreck.
Ah, somebody, hey! Zip it. Shut it the fuck up. People are looking silent.
A bus full of high school kids watched it happen. He kept screaming like a pansy despite my slapping. Plus the neighbors seen it, and so did the mailman. But they all never said nothing about it again.
I'm probably gonna burn, for this ain't no lesson to learn. From this there's nothing I'ma earn, but it sure is fun.
Back at the house.
Hey, come on in. What kind of alcohol did you bring?
I brought Absolute Citron. I brought Mandarin Orange. I brought a shot of Jägermeister.
Wow.
In several cases, the men were asked to bring food, alcohol, and condoms. Law enforcement says this helps show an intent to solicit a minor. What have we got here?
A bag of Funyuns.
Funyuns? What about condoms? Did you bring condoms?
I did.
You did.
And we're back. And damn it, plug in Jessica Negri, you want some expensive shit, don't you?
Alrighty then. Man, it was funny as hell. Somebody kicked this big ass ball out here and just took out this little kid.
Oh, bud.
Destiny, your cousin may get that same fate.
Yeah, nah, but I found Jessica Negri's wish list up on Amazon.
Of course you did.
Shit, I'll get her something off of here. I ain't got a problem with that.
I think you're missing your call as a sugar daddy.
Ooh, yo, I actually might buy this to be in her.
Got nothing else to do with the girl except you just buy her shit. Sugar daddy. Sugar daddy havoc.
But nah, man, fucking Kota Bukia, Marvel Comics, X-Men, Kitty Pryde.
Man, are you talking about that fucking porno shit?
Man, that's fucking... That's not the porno, man. That's fucking Bukaki. No, man, Kota Bukia is actually, Japanese import. But...
Yeah, import to a bitch's ass.
But no, it's Kitty Pryde with the fucking fucking Lockheed like on her arm and shit.
The fine conversation about Japanese shit that I have no idea about. So I'll just agree with you.
Come on, man. Everybody loves fucking Kitty Pryde from X-Men.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else does she want? She wants a Super Sonico. Might be doable. There we go. Something that I know she'll end up using anyways. A Japanese anime body pillow. Anime Sonico. 13.4 by 39.4. Double side design. I would definitely get her a body.
So why is it that she can't buy her own things, man? She definitely got to have a lot of money, man.
She probably can. It's just, you know, I think she likes it when fucking fans buy her things.
She likes when people are sugar daddies.
Well, that too.
Oh, women. And the stupid men that fall for it, like Havoc.
No, man, it's not like Ducky asked me to buy her something. I just offered to do it.
No, but no, none of these people are asking you to buy them things. You're doing it.
Exactly.
Meaning, you're the sugar daddy. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, but come on, man. I mean, at least with a fucking body pillow, man, like, at least you don't seem to be using it.
Man, it's not like she's going to be sitting there, like, humping it or something.
Man, with fucking Jessica Negri, you would not. I wouldn't be surprised if she did hump it.
But your drawing is bad. It is so good.
So good.
Thanks, Jenna. My voice is shot. Edmonton Bros.
Well, from that video, you've learned that she likes to put things on her face, so buy her some stickers.
You know what? Look how she do that, too.
Send her some J.R. stickers so you slap them on her face. Shameless promotion.
We just need to get some fucking J.R. stickers made.
Man, make your own J.R. stickers. Get some fucking sticky shit, man. Right, Juggalo Rider Radio on all that shit.
Destiny, why do we care that your boyfriend is funny, that you could fuck anyone that you want?
What? Did you just say her boyfriend said she could fuck anybody she wants?
Apparently so. Ghetto G had a loss for words.
Then you all broke up then, man. That is no longer your boyfriend. Yeah, that's pretty much the end of that, man. Say you can go ahead and have sex with whoever you want.
Yeah. Just remember, don't come back with the STDs, because he definitely taking you back then.
Yeah, right? Like, all right, man, you got all this freedom, man. You come back with crabs, man. We done.
Ooh.
We're going to have to cook you alive.
Apparently, he lives 15 minutes away from her.
Holy shit, 15 minutes, it's so far. I guess we don't get to see each other that often.
Damn, Legend of Zelda, Spirit Tracks 2-inch PVC set of 11 figures. Now, this is reasonable, because since it's only a set of 11 figures, it's $22.98. So that's actually reasonable for a fucking something like that.
I guess.
Whereas there's one fucking action figure or statuette thing that she wants, it's like $145.
Yeah, there's absolutely no reason for that.
Or the broccoli supersonico toothbrushing version 1/8 scale PVC figure for $66. And, Destiny, we don't feel like asking your boyfriend nothing.
Man, why the hell do we want to ask your boyfriend anything?
Yeah, what the fuck you got? What the hell does fucking Ginger have to do with anything?
What?
She's just typing in the room, Ginger. What the fuck does Ginger have to do with anything?
I wouldn't mind having sex with a redheaded bitch.
Man, I wouldn't either. So shit, Monica Lee, get your ass over here and bring a fucking
man,
red wig.
Man, is she really a redhead though?
That's why I said bring a fucking red wig with you.
I'm talking like an actual redhead, you dumbass.
Oh, apparently her boyfriend's a ginger.
So your boyfriend has no soul.
Exactly.
Wait, I know who your boyfriend is now. Ain't he that dude that made that video?
Man, that probably is her boyfriend.
A video on YouTube?
AC Amo. We're just right here.
Talking about gingers don't have souls. Or whatever the fuck.
Who the fuck is Casey Amos?
Man, that sounds like some Spanish shit.
I mean, come on, like, she's throwing fucking names like as if we're going to know who the fuck they are.
I have that same problem when I talk to you.
I mean, come on. We don't know who the fuck Casey Amos is. All she goes is Casey Amos is a gorgeous redhead. Like, yeah, because we really know who the fuck she is.
Should I know who that is?
I don't know, ask her.
I believe I just did.
Damn, so Japanese pillow is made from peach skin.
The fuck?
Yeah. Made from peach skin, soft and comfortable material, lifelike anime pattern, include pillow stuffing, sonic. Hey. Well, okay, so she's your old friend slash roommate. Like, again, we're supposed to know who the fuck this is.
Again. Again. Then why the hell do we need to know this? I don't remember asking about your former roommates.
Facebook her. Why the fuck do we want to do that for?
Why? She got big titties.
Well, let's go find out if you do. She probably does not.
Is she legal?
Probably not. is she legal? Does she have big titties? We need to know all this.
Yeah, we need to know the important details.
You said yes and yes. Okay, how big are her titties?
And you're supposed to be Facebooking her. What the fuck are you doing? You're failing.
Well, from the look of her pictures, she does not have big titties.
Uh-oh, somebody's lying. So how would you like to live in a world where you no longer live with people, you live with robots?
Man, that's half the world as it is anyways.
I mean, I'd much rather have that anyway. I don't want to fucking talk to people. I'd rather talk to, you know, robots. I mean, I talk to the fucking internet all the time, you know.
And Destiny, she was your old roommate, so I'm pretty sure, you know, you saw her titties more than anybody else out there.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, she's like, because she's asking us, do you think I look at her titties? Well, you're a roommate, so more likely, yeah.
Well, you agreed to her having big titties.
Exactly.
So you had to have looked sometime.
You know, they ain't that big. That's what I'm saying here.
Yeah, quit lying to us, Destiny. What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, I mean, like Gil said, you agreed with us saying that she had big titties, which she clearly doesn't.
Is she hot, though?
Yeah, she's okay looking.
She's okay, so that's a no.
Again, throwing out names that we don't know. Jade Patricia Berry.
Oh, I know that person.
Jade, see, big titties, they're... Triple D. Now, is this going for the Jade chick, or is this going for fucking Casey?
You're talking about the person she just named. I feel like I'm playing Guess Who.
Oh, yeah, not both. Yeah, she definitely has some big titties.
Oh. So is she available for a smothering session?
Dusty wants to know, how do you know Jade?
Oh, I don't. I was just lying.
Now, Jade's definitely sexy. She's not a redhead, but shit, I'll take the blonde any day.
Well, you know, of course, everybody loves a blonde.
Hell yeah, a blonde with big titties makes all the world fucking amazing.
Well, not all of them though. Most of them, yes.
And I knew she was gonna say that.
What'd she say?
Oh, no, not her. But apparently she worked with Jade in a haunted house. Interesting.
So why are we getting your life story, Dusty?
Who knows?
I like this conversation with Destiny. Because we don't have to hear.
But I'm definitely buying me that Kitty Pride though. One for me, one for. I'll get that for me, and I'll get the. All right, man.
Enough about your gay pride.
I said Kitty Pride, not gay pride.
We get it. You're a homosexual.
Dusty said the reason why we're hearing her life story is because we're not playing music.
So when we don't play music, we have to hear about your life? All right, we better listen to a song then. What are we going to listen to?
Good point. By the way, she said that she could change the fact that we don't hear her. In other words, she's saying that she just might call in.
Oh, no. Don't you threaten me with that.
Yeah, don't threaten us. The fact that we hear your voice.
Yeah. How dare you?
Fine, you want us to play something? I'll play something all right for you. We'll go with...
With whole tendencies, hoes are your friends, hoes are your enemies. With whole energy to do what you do, blue what you blue, and screw what you screw. Y'all professing it like DJ Clue, pulling on my coattail. And why do you think you take a hoe to a hotel? Hotel everybody, even the mayor. Reach up in the sky for the hoes don't layer. Come on, player, once the hoe always. And hoes never close, they open like hallways. So here's the whole take for your whole crew. And everybody wants them, cause hoes gotta eat. Hold on a missing and it's hold on a crack pipe. Hey ho, how you doing? Where you been? Probably doing ho stuff, cause there you ho again. It's a whole wide world that we living in. Feline, feminine, fantastical women. Not all just thugs. You ho who you are. It's hoes in the room, it's hoes in the car. Hoes on stage, it's hoes by the bar. Hoes by near, but hoes by far. Ho.
But can I get a ride?
No.
Come on, nigga, why?
Cause you the
hoes.
Oh.
like daddy-o. You hoes are horrible, horrendous. On taxes, y'all writing up hoes independent. I see the hoe rising. It ain't surprising, it's just a hoe wasted with ugly chick faces. But hoes don't feel so bad and blue, cause most of us niggas is hoes too.
You the hoes.
And we're back. There, how's that for a song for you, Destiny?
Oh, no, somebody's on their PlayStation.
Yep. I got one more episode of the Scarlet Ammo to finish off.
The what?
Aria, the Scarlet Ammo.
Now in English.
It's a Japanese anime.
Of course it is.
I guess apparently we didn't play the song that Destiny wanted.
Well, I'm sorry for party rocking, Destiny.
Yeah, she wanted to hear the netting game.
Of course you do. Ain't that her song that she always requests?
That In My Room, yeah.
In My Room, that was the first time she requested that.
That's apparently her song, quote unquote.
All right, Michael Cole, relax. Speaking of which, I pointed this out earlier. I really love that they have the WWE Network to promote now. Now they don't have to talk about the WWE app. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And I like how somebody was making fun of Kane from the Royal Rumble, talking about, sneaking in the ring or something, level Sin Cara, because he was trying to hide out, you know, so nobody saw him. Shit, all he was just on the side of the ring, like I was telling you yesterday.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, whenever JBL was supposed to go in the ring and shit, and you saw Kane just moving around, I was like... trying to be sneaky, but it failed a lot. But a lot of people seem to be upset about the Royal Rumble. But I thought it was interesting.
Destiny, your boyfriend might have issues.
I got issues. It's a good corn CD.
Well, yeah, it's a good corn CD, but no. Apparently, her boyfriend said, "Seriously, wonder dinosaurs that had like spikes and shit. If any of them had penis fossils." First of all, why the fuck is your boyfriend wondering about penis fossils?
Yeah, why is your boyfriend worrying about penis anything? Homos be like, I wonder if they had dinosaur penis fossils.
Like, seriously, that's just not normal.
What is normal exactly?
I don't know. But apparently the reason he's wanting this shit is because he wants to see her fuck someone else.
With a dinosaur?
Apparently so.
The hell kind of shit is your boyfriend into?
Yeah, your boyfriend's a nut, to say the least.
He's clearly into bestiality as well.
Yeah, even though the bestiality he wants is dead.
Well, he's talking about some digging them up, having sex with them type shit. Necrophilia.
So he's a necro-bestiality. Take a jigger.
You tried to make that a word.
Necro Eastality.
You should probably Google that so you can get a word for that.
Bestiality necrophiliac. That's what you get.
Oh, well, there is no word for that then.
No.
Fucked up is what you call it.
Yeah, apparently she loves him.
You love him? Well, clearly he doesn't love you. He wants you to move on with other people.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, and he wants to fucking watch you have sex with other people.
Yeah, I don't find why people find enjoyment out of that.
I don't either.
Like, why the fuck I want to see somebody fuck my girlfriend? If I wanted to see that, I'd date a porn star.
She goes, "Shh, he's listening." Well, good for him.
Well, if he's listening, he should probably stop being into weird shit.
Yeah. Like fucking dinosaur penis.
He wants to be raped by a T-Rex.
Or a Triceratops. And just think, a Triceratops has three horns. She said, "Fuck you, I love him." Well, that's gonna be one interesting relationship right there.
Well, I don't love you, but fuck you.
You know what?
Even though I did not say the exact song there, Havoc, so you don't have to play that.
Yeah, but that is true.
But if you must, you can play it.
Well, she said, "Love that song. Play that song."
Even though it's "I love you," but I said "I don't love you."
Right?
Welcome to Killer 2.
And my brand new Benz. Yeah.
thinking about my so-called friends. And why should I make amends when they cross the Nina and sin again and again and again? I love them dearly, but hear me, they burn severely. I'm weary to the point that I really don't want not one of them, none of them near me. Dear, trust you, but what's new for real? Yeah, I love you, but fuck you for real.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Met you at a rock show. November, no Octo. Took pictures, then locked yo. Numbers and then got low. Called you up a lot though. Found out that you not ho. Several trips to my show. Shot me with your crossbow. We used to kick it in packs. Whites and blacks. Triple stacks and fat sacks. We matched, we relaxed. The kiss, but I never twisted. She wished for the better mister. I mixed the lady with my kid brother. Then miss, she became my sister. For a minute, but then my lady started receiving that snitch. By the nigga on tour, you wanna be the reason that split. You started believing that bitch. In San Jose, you grip for the damn Jose. You flip, now your man won't stay. No trips, never send your pay. We did, used to play for you. Even used to pray for you. Never that, cause you wanted to spit in my face. Never up, 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 and away for you. I hate this. I was real, so why fake shit? You lost us, so go fuck them bitches on MySpace, sis.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Every show with a different face, but these two were from a distant place. Follow my tour, got a quick embrace. Never would have thought I had to give them space. Father and daughter, love me to death. Never cared that blood be the set. Just love and the text. Shrugged the regret. When I found out, Papa kinda had the husband effect. Everybody seen it, but I didn't believe it. Everybody got it, but never did I receive it. His dream was for me to fuck Miss Sting. But she looked 15, baby girl was 19. But instead of giving a dick, I'd rather give her ice cream. Now I'm tripping, cause her pops just try to auction her off. But it turns out that he was knocking her off. I had to stop and I coughed, cause stepdaddy turned out to be the boyfriend. Guess he was getting him a little bit extra when he brought the toys in. Y'all lied to me, did it fuck with the Nina show it did. Y'all made me question what your motive is. Don't cry, Allie, but my temper was flared and scared also to see you. Guess I see you in the crowd like where's Waldo?
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
I wrote this carefully.
Ooh.
I love you cause you married me. When I needed therapy, let me move in with you. Be my wife, you wasn't scared of me.
But fuck you because you say, if you don't get a job today, better kick rock with a heart to say. When you knew what wrapped my heart away.
I love you cause you sexy, love you cause you're beautiful. Love you cause way back in the day you thought that I was suitable.
But fuck you, you treated me stupid and conceited. See, I wasn't very smart for the genius you wanted me to be.
I love you cause you're strong, I love you cause you're real. Because you forgave me when I cheated and popped.
But fuck you for bringing up shit that happened years ago. Chances of us getting back is gonna take a miracle.
You live in the past, I'm giving the gas and cash. How many niggas do that without you giving the ass?
And I asked you what other niggas would step up in the love to give up keys in the house for you and the kids and even for your brother, nigga.
Enjoy the dough you get, cause I don't owe you shit. You was unhappy with me, so you split. You need to show me some love, ma. And I don't mean that I wanna fuck you, just acknowledge me taking care of you. Because I
love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Verse 1. I ain't never spoke nothing but highly about you. And you gon' believe a bitch you ain't never met. That's hardcore shit, baby. Verse 2.
I mean, y'all lied to a nigga. I mean, that was foul shit y'all did, man. I don't know what the fuck y'all motive was, but it hurt me real bad because I trusted you motherfuckers. Verse 3, I know I fucked our marriage up, but you can't live in the past. You either gotta let that shit go or let me go.
And we are back.
Yay.
But, yeah, I don't know.
That was exciting.
Yeah, right?
Tell it again. Havoc has to get all his fluids in because he doesn't drink all day.
Today I really didn't drink that much at all. Well, since our boyfriends are the weird things, he just might enjoy this sound. Coming up next.
I'm sure he's into hearing guys piss too. Yeah.
Well, he likes things that have penises, so shit.
No wonder he likes Destiny. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, it really does. Well, apparently now he's mad at her.
Good. Be mad. Yeah, he's mad because the truth came out.
Yep. Can't hear us. Oh well.
What?
But oh well for that one. It's all on her.
Yeah, now they can go have a nice argument.
Exactly.
All because of Juggalo Rider and you.
Exactly. And I love how when you type in fucking kimono up on fucking Amazon, it brings you up bathrobes.
Yeah.
And towels.
The hell do you want it to bring up?
That's a fucking kimono, not a fucking bathrobe.
Why the hell were you looking for that?
Something about ordering me a kimono one of these days.
What the fuck, man?
Hey, why not?
I don't know. I don't even question you anymore.
That's probably for the best.
It's not even worth it.
But I don't want these damn bathrobes. I want an actual kimono, not bathrobes, nigga.
Why didn't you type out something else?
Well, I typed in men's kimono, but it brings up bathrobes. There we go. Let's look at the brands. House of Rice.
House of Rice.
Yeah.
Of course it's called that.
In Japan, bargain. See what they got here.
They got little Japanese girls for sale.
Man, that'd be awesome. I'd buy one.
I'm talking children, you sick bastard.
Well, you know what? I could always use somebody to clean my room up for me when I'm not here.
Jeez, man. Putting the little kids in a sweatshop. That's the type of person Havoc is.
Okay, when people are close up, they're not getting paid.
Man, they get paid very cheap, though.
Yeah, well, they're not getting paid here.
Then that would be called community service.
Exactly.
Messages.
Yep.
Anybody important?
I'm talking to Ducky.
No.
There we go. I'm gonna see how much the fucking DVD combo can cost for this. DVD Blu-ray, $48.74. Definitely worth it.
And yesterday I found out that I have to get 400 trophies on this fucking Batman game to get where I need to go.
That sounds fun.
So I was like, fuck this. Because it fucking took me long enough to get 160. Now I need 400 to complete everything. I don't want to see, the last game was fine because it had the trophies and shit on there, but you didn't have to get them if you didn't want to.
Yeah, now this game, you have no choice.
Yeah, now you have to. Okay, look, you need 400 to complete this fucking thing to get that a Riddler, but there's 440 trophies altogether. So why would you just stop at 400? If you're going to get 400, may as well get the other 42.
Because they want you to get the fucking 400.
That's fucking ridiculous, man. Like, everything else is complete and fine and dandy and shit. But, you know, collecting all these fucking trophies is ridiculous.
Of course. They made it that way.
Yeah, it's complete bullshit. Like, why can't you just let me finish off what I need to do? What the fuck are these trophies going to do? Nothing.
Yeah, they don't work. It doesn't seem to work that way.
It's bullshit. So one day I'll get 400.
One day. Blue Exorcist. Let's see if I can find that on DVD.
But I did order my Whitney Payton CD, though.
Hell yeah.
So we'll see if it shows up by Friday.
I doubt that.
But at least it's set up fine because it's going through PayPal.
Well, yeah.
So there shouldn't be any problems with people ordering it.
God damn, $139.98.
DVD.
Well, it's for the Blue Exorcist Blu-ray box set.
For a Blu-ray? It's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to spend more than, like, $15 on a movie, it's not worth it.
There we go, fucking season, let's see, DVD 1. Man, I don't want the fucking subtitled shit. I want the fucking dubbed, but I keep forgetting it doesn't come in dubbed. It's just coming subtitled.
Oh, I want a subtitle movie. I need a nap.
Man, no nap for you.
Like Hero. That was a good nap movie.
Let's see, Alien versus Ninja, Appleseed, Aquarion.
Speaking of napping between movies, man, I think it was funny. It's just one person fell asleep in a movie theater one time. He went in to see, what was it? I think it was like that second XXX movie.
Yeah,
and then we were like switching movies or something for some reason at that time, and then he woke up, and Beauty Shop was playing.
The hell?
Like, how would you feel? You go to see a movie, you wake up and watch this gay ass movie. Like, you shouldn't have went to sleep. Or another good time was when it was on, like, Thanksgiving, working, and somebody came in, like, so what's a good movie in here, man? Which one shows titties?
You said, like, all of them.
And at that time, we had the 40-year-old virgin. I was like, your best bet is that movie.
Yeah, your best bet is going to see the 40-year-old version if you want titties.
Yeah. Did they show titties in that movie?
Probably. I don't remember. Let's see. Hey, I found Devil May Cry on fucking DVD. Well, on Blu-ray. That's what's up.
That's a movie, too.
Well, it's an anime series, which the game is actually based off of.
Let's see.
Dragonaut, Drop, Eden of the East, Ergo Proxy, Eureka 7, Fooly Cooly. Full Metal Panic, Full Metal Alchemist, Guy Ray Zero. No, not Full Metal Jacket. That was in a anime.
No, that was a movie people actually wanted to see.
Yeah, until you fucking watch it too many damn times.
Well, who told you to watch it so many times?
My one of that lived here with me. That's the only movie that she'd fucking watch. That's the only thing she'd ever watch. She won't even watch anything on TV. Just that.
That's what you call OCD.
That's what you call a nutcase bitch.
You don't gotta be crazy to watch the same thing over and over again.
Well, this bitch is definitely crazy.
I mean, shit. We watch wrestling every fucking day.
Yeah, but we also watch other things besides wrestling.
Well, yeah. But mainly,
the only thing she...
but mainly wrestling, though.
Well, me, it's mainly wrestling and anime.
Well, I sure as fuck don't watch that.
Exactly. Here we go, Mulan. Rise of a Warrior.
Ain't that like a Disney movie?
they turned it into a TV show as well. Princess Jellyfish, Pumpkin Scissors, Ragnarok.
That sounds like a winner.
Rosario plus Vampire, Rumbling Hearts, Samurai 7, Samurai Champloo,
Samurai
Sakura
Champloo.
Wars. Champloo, not Shampoo.
Shampoo, yeah.
No, not Shampoo, Champloo.
My God's any better.
Here we go, Shin-Chan.
Yeah, look, here goes that damn dude in this movie. That was just in that boring-ass movie that we watched the other day. It's sad when you watch a movie and the only decent part in it is when this girl gets smacked by a car.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Witchblade. Yu Yu Hakusho. There we go. We still can find the full fucking. I want to find the full fucking complete series of that.
No.
But they don't have it. All they have is seasons 2, 3, and 4, then the movie. So let's go back up here. Hey, D. Gray Man. I haven't checked that out yet. Claymore. Chobits. Chrome Shell, Regios, Chaos Head, Seed Control, Burst Angel, Blue Gender. Even though you're probably very confused from half these fucking titles.
Yeah, no idea what any of that shit is.
Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball GT, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Dragon Ball Z's crap.
I want to see if I can find a complete series of Dragon Ball Z. Triple feature, season 8, season 7, double features.
So I saw Lil V post up a video about this fat kid upset about the Royal Rumble.
Why?
Because Batista won. he was like, do I have anything with Batista on it? Because if I do, I'm going to break it. And he was just ripping shit apart.
What the fuck was this?
I mean, when was this? It was yesterday.
No, but when did she post up this video?
Yesterday.
On her personal page or on her like page?
I think it's the like page, possibly. Or maybe it's the real page. I don't know. Whatever page it was. But then it turned out this dude makes a video for fucking everything. Because somebody posted up a video of the same dude flipping out about The Rock beating John Cena at the Royal Rumble, or whatever the fuck it was. Or whoever he was fighting. So, that dude doesn't like anybody. Hello.